On this, Omar Lu Rapha said back, no. Imi Pivkodin Gamrilo Rabbonin, the Kuliyama Loi Pligi, the Doin Mino Mino. Papa wants to say no. He holds even the Rabbonin would agree that if we have to come on to learn out from Shavuos HaPikudon, we would learn out all the halachas from Pikudon. Just like the Shavuos HaPikudon applies outside Beis Din, the Rabbonin would also agree that a Shavuos Eidus would apply outside Beis Din. If so, why did the Rabbonin say no, that a Shavuos Eidus is only inside Beis Din and not outside? Elahainu time of the Rabbonin, not the reason the Rabbonin is. To Maisel of the Kal V'Chaima, I tell you, the Rabbonin learn out that if you swear yourself, you make a shvur by yourself that you do not know Eidus, that you chayiv, not from a gzeirah shavah from Pikodin, but it's a kalv chayim by itself. Uma mipi acherim chayiv, by shvur said, as the pasuk says, v'shom akil olo, you hear from somebody else that swears for you, and you still say no. So if you're chayiv, because somebody else made a shvur for you, so it's a kalv chayim that you be chayiv if you yourself make a shvur. Kalv chayim chayiv. Is Yema Mitiacherim Chayiv Mitiatzvon Lekol Shechein Omid Yemaisla V'Kal V'Choyma. Once the Rabbanim learn it out from the Kal V'Choyma, they hold Da Yolov Minadin Lios Kenadin. When you learn out from the Kal V'Choyma, you can't learn out stricter than it says by the Chomer. So Ma Mushrim Mitiatzacherim Maduch, by the thing that it says clear in the Torah that if somebody else makes you swear that you're Chayiv, it's only the Beis Din. And so if you want to learn out a Kal V'Chaima now, that if you swear yourself also you chayiv, it could only be the Beis Din in, Shlein the Beis Din Lai. That's what it says by Acherim, is Af Mushra Piyatzmai. When you're learning out now a Kal V'Chaima, that if you yourself make the Shvur Yechayiv, it's the same Sforo, Mipi Beis Din in, Shlein Mipi Beis Din Lai. That's what Papa wants to say. That of course everybody holds, Doin Mino Umino. Ugzei Shava teaches us everything. Shatir the Machlekes is the Rabbanon the Svara, the Limud is the Kal V'Chaima, and therefore you're from Dayoi. When you make a Kal V'Chaima, you can't learn out more than you find by the Kal. You can't put more by than the Kal is to the Chaima. Omrule Rabbanon Rapapa. So Rabbanon right away said that's Rabbanon to Rapapa. Mi Masis Amrit, is it possible to say to Lav V'Doin Mino Mino Pligi, that this is not the machlokes, that you want to avoid this. You, Rav Papa, want to avoid this machlokes and say, everybody holds, doin mino mino, and it's a new machlokes with a Kal V'Chaima. Is that true? I'll prove it to you not like this. That according to Rabbanan, the limud is gzeir shava, and they hold, doin mino, v'yuki v'yasra. They do not hold like you in gzeir shava. What's the proof? The Yotnan will learn like this. The Yotnan gabi pikodin. We'll learn later on, we'll see in the Daf Lamed Vav, about a Shvur Sapikodin, if Reuven gives something, a chair to Shimon to watch, and later he asks for it back, and Shimon says, I don't have it, or I gave it back to you already, and he swears false. So it says, Gabi Pikodin, Shvur Sapikodin, Neheges Ba Noshim Uvanoshim, it pertains to whether the man is a man or a lady, for a Chaykim or a Kravim, it has nothing to do with Aedis. So even though it's a Karav, it's a relative, it could also be a Shvur Sapikodin. The Ksherim of Upsulim, whether the person is possibly ageless, it doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa now, he's the Baal of Ikodin. He has the right to make the other person swear. Bifnei Beis Din, Bishalai Bifnei Beis Din. Whether the case is inside Beis Din, whether it's outside Beis Din, the person swears false is chayiv. Mipiyatzman Mipiyacherim. Whether the person is swearing himself, or whether the Taveya is making him swear, still, Ein Chayiv Ach Yichro Boi Beis Din. Dibur Rabbi Meir. The Meir holds, it's like this. If it's Yemapiatzmai, if you swear yourself, then you chayiv even outside Beis Din. Or Mepiacherim, but if somebody else is making you swear, then ein chayiv ach yichro by the Beis Din. Then you're only chayiv even by Shvuos HaPikudin, even though in the Parsha Pikudin doesn't say Beis Din, still you're only chayiv if the Shvuah took place in Beis Din. So you have to understand why. By the Pasha Shvuos HaPikudin, it does not need Beis Din. Still, Rabbi Meir says, when you make the Shvuah Mepiacherim, and the Pshat is, that in the Pasha Shvuos HaPikudin, it only says there, if you yourself swear. How do I know if somebody else swears for you? We learn it out from Shvuos Eidus. So once you learn it out from Shvuos Eidus, you'll doin mino, v'yuki bi'asro. You have to put back that Pasha. Are you learning it out from Shvuos Eidus? You have to you take the parsha Shavuos Eidos, just like Eidos is only inside Beis Din, hereby Pekodin also it's only inside Beis Din. But the Chum argue and say no, the Chum Maimrim, Beimit Piyatzmai, or Beimit Piyacherim, by a Shavuos HaPekodin, whether you're swearing false yourself, or whether the Tavei is swearing for you, Kivrin Shekofa Boy, as long as you, the Shomer, denies it and says, no, I do not have the Pekodin anymore, Chayiv. In such a case, it's Chayiv. So the Kisru is Tia Machlaikas by Shavuos HaPekodin, in the case of Mushvim Piyacherim, where somebody else makes the Shavuos for you, is it Bedafkir in Beis Din like Shavuos Eidos, or is it even outside Beis Din? Because we say Ukki Biyasra, we put the Chiddush back into our own Pasha, or Shavuos HaPekodin. So it's like this. Mushvim Piyacherim V'Pekodin Minolu. How do we know then the case of a Pekodin? The Reuven says to the Shomer, give me back my Pekodin. And the Shomer says no. So Reuven says, I want you to swear for me. And he still says, no, I don't have it. So Minolu Rabban in the Chayit, how do we know in such a case by Shavuos Piyacherim that the Baldover is Chayit? It does not say a Shavuos Piyacherim by Pekodin. Love isn't the Pshat, the Gamri Lo Meidus. That's Rabban learn out Shavuos HaPekodin from Shavuos Eidos. That just like by Shavuos Eidos, the Pasuk there says, V'shoma Kol Olo, that Yechayiv, even if somebody else makes the Shavuos for you, who adin by Shavuos HaPekodin. And so, Shema Mino, V'doin Mino, Umino, Pligi. So what's the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon over here? If by Shavuos HaPekodin, where it's Mushum Pi Acherim, is it Chayiv even outside Beis Din, or only inside Beis Din? So clearly the Machlokes is, you're learning out with the Gezeirah Shava, Shavuos HaPekodin from Shavuos Eidos. Because here there's no Kal V'chaymah. By Shavuos HaPekodin, the Torah says, Yechayiv, if you yourself swear. Okay, if you yourself swear, that's a Chomer. How do I know now if you're not swearing? Just the Tavei is making you swear. But we'll soon see the Tavei is making the Shavuah for you. That you cannot make a Kal V'chaymah from when you yourself swear. So it must be learning it out from Shavuos Eidos. So you see, it's a machlokes. If you learn out from Shavuos Eidos, is it all the luck of the Shavuos Eidos that just like by Eidos is only inside Beis Din, so now by Pekodin also it's only inside Beis Din, or else the Rabbanim say no, Uki Biyasro. The Rabbanim say no, true, we're learning out swearing with Piyacherim from Eidos, but now we're learning it back to the Parsha of Pekodin. Put it back completely in this Parsha of Pekodin. The Parsha of Pekodin, there's no din of Beis Din, even outside Beis Din Yechayiv. So now Mushrim Piyacherim is also Chayiv outside Beis Din. So you see clearly it's a machlokes that the Rabbanon hold the Gzeira Shavuos is doin mino the Yuki Biyasro. So good morning. This is true in you're right. Where Pop agrees. Meho, all the Pop meant to say was Meho Lek Lamashmu Minei. Mino, I just meant to say Miyahi in. Now it's from your case that Mishnah Shavuos HaPekodin, you're right. There is the proof. But all the Papa meant to say was, Meho, from our mission over here, Lek Lamashmu Mino. From our mission alone, there would not be a proof that the Machoikis is Ukwa Basra or not. It could be the Machoikis is about the Kal V'chaymah. But now that you proved to me the mission over there, he admits that the real Machoikis is about how you learn the Gzeirah Shavuah. Now our Mishnah says, V'chayovim al Zodin HaShavuah, that by Shavuah say this, Shichayit Idu B'meizid, even though you know right now that you do know Eidos, and you swear false, you chayv a korvin. Minani, mili, the Torah Rabbanan, the kula nema ben v'nelam. By Shavuos, bitui, or by tumas mitzvah shekadeshah, that says the word v'nelam, only if you forget the Avera. But v'kan, by the pasha, Shavuos say this, the nema by v'nelam. L'chayv al amezik kishegi, that you chayv, even though you're amazed, still you chayv a korvin el of yerit. Then v'yashil goso, im zodun eidus, the Mishnah says, you could be a ksash shegi, but it has to be in Zodin Eidos, meaning that again, you know you're swearing false, just you do not know Yechayiv a Korban. You're a Shegeg in a Korban that's also called a Shegeg. So Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Shigrosim Zodin Eidos, or Mevudam Arav, B'yomer, Yodei Ani Isha Shavuos Rasura. The person knows that he's swearing false. He knows that really he knows Eidos, and he's swearing false that he does not know it. So he knows that he's over Naveira. That's his shaygik. He does not know whether he's chayiv a korban. Still here he's chayiv a korban. Of course, it's still called a mezid since he knows he's doing something wrong. But But if the person really thinks now that he does not know the Eidus, so he thinks he's swearing to the truth, and later he realizes that he made a mistake, that he knows the Eidus, he's potter from the korban. Why? Because the Chur, you could learn that's called an honest. Like we had before, you were an honest. At the time when you swore, you really thought you're swearing the truth. So Mar says, if so, Lema Tanina, well, the Mar says, Lema, let's say, Tanina, from our mission is the proof, Lidirav Kana Udrav Asi. Just to say, why do we need the Chiddush Gemara before? Before we had that a shvuah of an onus, you're potter. The Gemara said, what was the case that you're an onus? The case of Rav Kana and Rav Asi. These were two Talmidim that heard a shiur from the Rebbe, and when they came out of shiur, each one said, I heard the Rebbe say Chayiv. The other one said, no, I heard the Rebbe say potter. And each one swore to what he said. So he said, they're the potter from the shvuah's bitui. Why? Because if a person swears, he's not a shogeg, he's like an onus. He really thinks he's swearing the truth. So that was the chiddush before, that he's put the front of korban. Says, so what do we need their chiddush for? That's our Gemara over here also. That here the Gemara said by Shavuot say this, if you are a complete shogeg, meaning you really think you're telling the truth, you're put the front of korban. The Gemara says, no, I need both. The Gemara says, no, Afagav the Tanan Yisrach, even though we learned here in our Mishnah by Shavuot say this, still I need their chiddush over there by Shavuot's bitui. Because Sakut that the Khmer, I would have thought to say this. Hakuhu Deloi, you know why over here by Shavuot say this? You're potter. If you're a complete shogeg, meaning you really think you're telling the truth, because Siv Hakud like Siv and Elam. Here by Shavuot, it does not say the word Vanelam you forget. So therefore the being in shogeg do me the mazit. Therefore here the shogeg has to be that you know you're doing something wrong. Just you do not know your chayav korban. But if you do not know you're doing anything wrong, it's not daima de mezid, that's why here you're potter. Ah, vol hosam by shvuz bitui. To sivin elam, there it says you do forget something, so by forgetting maybe afilu shigasa koldu, maybe forgetting everything, by shvuz bitui, if you go over there, you're swearing that your Rebbe said it's chayiv, and you really believe that your Rebbe said it's chayiv. But lemaisi you were shogeg, because you should have listened better, Lamaisa, your Rebbe said that you're potter. So why are you saying Yechayiv? You didn't listen that good. So that's called the shogeg. So there I would have thought to say that since it says the word vanilla, any small type of a shogeg is also chayiv a korban, shuas bitui, is chayiv korban el yared, kamash v'lan. That's why even though we have our mission here, still we need the chiddush before from Rav Kana and Rav Asi that you're potter from the shua is potter from the korban, even by shuas bitui, where it does say the word vanilla. Now the Mishnah explains, Shvuah says this case that, what is the case of a Shvuah that an Eid swears he does not know the Eidus? So Omar Lishnayim, the U.S. and yesterday, Mashmas Badavka, because there's a Taveya. This Ruvain comes to two people and tells them, Omar Lishnayim, Boyu V'yaduni, listen, you know the way Ruvain owes me $1,000, come to Bez and be Eidim for me. And they answer back to two of them and say, no, Shvuah, Sheinonu Yodim L'chaydis. We swear to you right now, we do not know Eidus for you. That's one case. Oi, or else, Shomru loy, Einonu Yoidim L'chaydis. They answer just back without a shvuah, they just say, no, we do not know Eidus for you. So the person gets mad and says, listen, Mashbiya Ani Aleichem, I am making a shvuah upon you, if you know the Eidus or not. The Yomru Amen, and they answer back, Amen, yes, is Harayei L'chayogim. These cases are chayim. And they're both considered a shvua mitiyatsmoi. It's considered like he himself made the shvua he had before. It's like Mosusi, you know, we had before. Ha'ina Amen is kamaisi shvua mitiyatsmoi. What's going to be though like this? Hezbi alayim chomesh pomim chus lebezdin. Five times the Tzaveya meet these two Eidim outside Bezdin, and every time they keep on saying, Mashbi ani aleichem, I want you to, I'm swearing for you, and they don't answer. They don't say anything. Or it could be even if they're kafri, if each time they say no, we do not know, no, we do not know. They do not say amen. They're just kafri. They say no, we do not know. And now will bowl the bezdin have to come to bezdin for haidu. And in bezdin they admit that they do know Eidus. In such a case, pturim, they're part of a korban. Even though outside bezdin they were kafar, but a kfir outside bezdin means nothing. Because even though you said outside you do not know, but you're still fit to be an aid. You're fit to come into Bezdin and say Eidus. So therefore, you're part of the Korban. What? It is a shvuah. The person outside said, Mashvi ani aleichem. I want you to swear for me. So if you would have answered amen, you would have been chayiv. But you did not answer amen. It's only called a mushma pi achirim. So outside there's the nipotah. What's going to be, then even what's going to be the kofru? When you come into Desdin right now, in Desdin your kofru, you say, no, I deny it. But this person comes to Desdin and says, listen, five times I met him outside Desdin, and every time I said, Mushpani Alechem, I'm putting a shvu upon you. And every time you said, no, 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 and now in Desdin also, you're saying no, you're just being kofru. You're not saying Amen. You're just saying no, I do not know the Eidus. Now by being kofer in Bezdin, it's called the kfira in Bezdin. It's considered like the shvua took place in Bezdin, and it's a chiddush shechayev five kavonis. Like with Rashi in the pasuk in the Gemara, liyachas mielu, that by shvua seder sometimes shechayev more than once. You can be chayev five kavonis for one kfira. But the kfira now takes place in Bezdin. What's going to be heshbi aleim heipom in b'fnei Bezdin? Let's say the whole case took place in Bezdin. But in Bezdin, the Reuben wakes up now and says to the two Edom there, I want you to say this for me. They say no. He says, Mushpani Aleichem, I'm putting a shoe upon you. And they said, no, we do not know. A second, third, fourth time. So Lachar is, the Kofru, and every time they said no, Einim Chayav Melachas. In such a case, the Edom are only Chayiv, one carbon shoe of Edis, not more. What's the reason? Amr Rav Shimon, Matam, what's the reason? Hoyo v'yeinim yecholim lachzor ulohoydus. That the lachzor is like this. If in Bezdin itself, you say you do not know Eidus, that's like Agoda. You're telling Bezdin now Eidus that you do not know. So the lachzor of Kivan Shigid, Shugan Chayzim Agid. If you would change your mind now and say I do know Eidus, you're not fit. Bezdin will not leave you. So once you call for the first time, that's it. You cannot be a Shvus Eidus a second time. Because by the second time, you're not fit to be an aid. If you kofer outside Bezdin, that means nothing. You could now admit in Bezdin that I know the aidus, and Bezdin would be mekabelit. Therefore, every kfira is chal. But here, when it takes place in Bezdin, as soon as Bezdin hears the first time, no, that's it. Bezdin now hears aidus from you, that you do not know aidus. Bezdin will not be mekabel you anymore, even if you say you do know. So therefore, the second, third time, it's not called fit to be aidus. There's no chiyuv shvuah seidus. Shneim chiyuv. Matam avidan rabbi oydus. Kofru shneim. Let's say both edim were kofru b'vasachas. Shneim chiyuvim. Let's say in Bezdin that Reuven said to both of them, "Mushpa mi aleichem," and they both said no the same time. So before they said no, they were both fit to be Eidim, so it's called the Shvuah Seidus. What's going to be the Zeach HaZeh? If the first one said no, and then later the second one said no, so Arishin Chayiv. Because after the time the first one is saying no, there's still a second Eid there, there's fit to be Eidus here. But Vesheni Potter, by the second time is Kofar, since the first one already said Kofar, he's only one Eidechot left. An Eidechot is not Neman by Mammon, so it's not called Eidus. He's not called fit to be an aid. There wouldn't be a parsha shvuah seidus. Now, what's going to be kofar echod? If the first aid is kofar v'oidu echod, so hakofar chayiv. So the chus kita that the one first he's chayiv. Hoyushnei kita. What's going to be the motto? What the chiddush over here is hoyushnei kita. Let's say there were two different groups of aidus. Shnei kita aidim. So kofar harishayna v'yechakah kofar hashniya shteim chayavus. Here it's better. Even though the first pair was kofar, but you have a second pair of edim, so they're fit to be edis. So when they're kofar l'sheker, they're also chayiv a carbon shvua. Yeah.
Suppose there are three
edim. Same thing. Shnei chayavs. Mipnei she'edis shechol l'skayim v'shteyim. That's the smart way. Any time you have left over at least two edim to say edis, so they're fit to say edis. So by them denying now, it's called the holding back a good edis. Therefore, the chayav akor b'shvuah seidus. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this: Ru sherotzach reim. Let's say these two people, the two edim, see the way Reuven is running after them, and they understand already what Reuven wants. So they jump up fast. Amruloi, ma torotzach reinu. What are you running after us for? Shvuah shenoni yednuch reidus. I'll swear. They swear by themselves. without Reuven being Tovei of them, they themselves jumped to swear, we do not know this. In such a case, Pturim. That's Shmuel's Chiddush, and that's what he has yesterday. In such a case, the Potter for Shmuel say this. As she yishma mipiv, you only chayiv if first the Taveya asks you for the Yedis, and then you kafar, that's the Gzeras HaKosev. But if you jump to swear first, you're Potter. For the moral, my Kamash, what are you teaching me, Shmuel? To me, it will not like this. It says, Aloha, we have later, Shilach biyad avdoi. If you, if the Baldor himself cannot come to Bezin, so you send your Evid to complain for you. Or else the Nitva, not the Taveya, the Nitva, the one that's being complained against, says, Mashbi ani alechem, I want to put the Shmuel upon you to Edim. Shematem yodim lo yedish etavo, that if you know Edis, come now to say Edis, viti yudu, and say it. And they say, no, we do not know Edis. Hare and lupturim. In these two cases, the Edim, even though they're denying the Shmuel, they're potter from the Korban Shmuel.